Chapter 2, Getting Started. The Basics of Creating Your Reality. The Purpose of Life, Reality Sculpting. Either this is a universe with a purpose, or this is a universe without a purpose. This book is for those who know the universe has a purpose. The purpose of life is to learn to create reality through our thoughts and emotions. We are to act and not be acted upon. We are here to learn to be active creators of life, not victims of circumstance. This life is a school for reality sculptors. This is not just a hobby or a nice skill to have. Learning to create in this material existence is why we are here. The better creators we are, the better prepared we are for the next existence. Controlling mental energy. The purpose of life, in the simplest way to put it, is to learn to control energy. Learning to control your mental energy comes from using your thoughts and emotions to create the physical reality you desire. You then live successfully with the matter and events that are formed. By learning to guide and focus your thoughts in this way, your inner development is reflected in your outer physical world. We all participate in creating the exterior world, and this is essential for our growth and learning while in this dimension of existence. Hollow creation is done by using your mental energy to imagine detailed future scenarios or objects. The better your abilities at creating reality, the better you are able to learn, solve problems, build joyful relationships, and help others. Getting what you want. The law of attraction. You get what you want by attracting it into your life. Whatever you focus on grows. The law of attraction is that like attracts like. Thoughts of illness bring illness. Thoughts of health bring health. Images of rich brings riches. Images of poverty bring poverty. In this dimension, the element of the time enters in the picture. What we are continually focused on will materialize or crystallize over time. Like is attracted by like. Evidence is all around us for the law of attraction. We are all magnets attracting what we think. This ought to scare you if you haven't been in practice of choosing your thoughts. The law of attraction is very exciting when you realize you can choose what you think 100% of the time. Law of Abundance. When doing your holograms, remember that there is enough abundance in the universe for everybody. We do not need to compete for scarce resources. Always create images in line with this abundance. If you feel that getting what you want will take from others, this will slow or prevent the process. The three parts of hollow creation. Hollow creation is the process of, number one, imagining detailed future events or objects. Number two, with a full expectation that these will be manifest physically. Number three, for the purpose of bringing increased life to oneself and to others. Law of intent and expectation. When we imagine these detailed scenarios, we must do so with the full intent that these events and objects will materialize in our physical existence. The rest of this book will show how to do just that. Which is the more powerful statement of the two below? I want to go to Hawaii next year. I intend to go to Hawaii next year. Intention has all kinds of meaning, purpose, aim, plan of action, apply with strength, to have in mind, to expect. To intend something has much more power than merely wanting something. Intention includes hope, which includes expectation. My favorite definition of hope is a full expectation of desirable things to come. With hollow creation, you can put hope back into your life.